This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عباد الله يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون الله عز وجل says in the Quran O you who believe fear Allah as he deserves to be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam And Allah عز وجل says يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا Allah says, O mankind, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and produced from that soul its mate and made from their combination many men and women. So fear your Lord whom you ask each other by and by the ties of kinship. Verily Allah is ever watchful over you. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا Allah says, O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct. He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then he is indeed victorious. As for what follows, all praise is due to Allah who has magnificent in His essence, perfect in His attributes, undeniable in His presence. All praise is due to Allah who has the most magnificent names, a praise that is forever for Him, a praise that eternally remains. May He send peace and blessings in their most perfect fashion. May He send greetings and salutations that are complete and everlasting upon the best of His creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He perfect His rank and elevate His station, for He taught us what we did not know. And He gave, and He gave, and He gave because He loved us so. It was narrated that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu during the time where he was Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was walking in the streets of Al-Madina and he came across a man who was a servant of Al-Mughira and he was a Persian slave. And so Umar saw the man over some fire and he was a blacksmith. And Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, he said, what's your job? What do you do? What's your skills? What's your trade? And he said, I'm a blacksmith. Umar radiallahu anhu said to him, I heard that you can make mills that run on wind. Can you do that? You can make a windmill. He said, Oh Umar, I am going to make you something that the entire world is going to hear about. Umar radiallahu anhu looked at his companions and said, This man is threatening me. He said, This man is threatening me. It wasn't but a short time later that Umar radiallahu anhu came to lead Salatul Fajr. And this man, who would be known as Abu Lu'lu' al-Majusi, had prepared a dagger that was poisoned, a double-bladed dagger, and he approached Umar radiallahu anhu in the darkness of Fajr, while Umar was in the second rak'ah of the prayer. And he stabbed Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Khattab a number of times with the blade. Umar radiallahu anhu collapsed. Abu Lu'lu', while trying to escape, stabbed a number of companions, 13. Seven of them would die from their injuries, as well as Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Umar was taken to his house, having fainted and collapsed. And when he awoke, after the sun had risen, the first question that he asked would become something that was astounding and indicative of the priorities of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He said, Asalla al-Nas. He said, did the people pray? They said, yes, they prayed at Fajr. Umar radiallahu anhu said, but I didn't. And so in that injury of death, Umar radiallahu anhu made wudu, he prayed Fajr, and then he asked, Man qatalani? Who's the one who did this to me? And then they told him. And then he said, Alhamdulillah that Allah Azza wa Jal did not make my death at the hands of someone who would argue in front of Allah Azza wa Jal who would be able to invoke a sajda that he did for Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu said, alhamdulillah, that the person who killed me is not someone who can say that they prayed a day of their life to Allah Azza wa Jal. So you see this focus on the prayer that Umar radiallahu anhu had. But that's not astounding. It's not weird when you see that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu was killed, Salat al-Fajr as well. When you see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that his final advice for you and I, when he was making his dying requests. Now, if one of us were to know that the last thing that one of our parents said was an advice for us, or it was a command that they encouraged or they demanded from us, well, we would make sure that we would do it. We would make sure that we would live our lives as best as possible trying to fulfill that obligation that they placed on us, that request that was their dying request. Well, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say to you and I on his last day with his last breaths? He said, As-salatu salah. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the prayer, and what your right hands possess. The prayer, brothers and sisters, is the great obligation of Islam. It is the second pillar of Islam after entering into Islam, after believing in Islam. And it is the first thing that we are going to be asked about on the Day of Judgment. The prayer, no matter how much we talk about the prayer, we will not have talked too much. The Prophet ﷺ made it his last statement. And if he could have spoken more about the prayer, if he had had the energy, if he had had the life to speak more about the prayer, he would have spoken more about the prayer. But I wanted to spend a few minutes today just reminding myself and you about the importance of the prayer. Number one, the first is that this Qur'an that we see on these shelves, this Qur'an that we believe is a guidance to mankind, this Qur'an that we believe that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over a span of 23 years, and that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it, or that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught it and lived it, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us at the beginning of the Qur'an that this Qur'an will only benefit a particular group of people. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, this is the book that in it there is no doubt. It is a guidance for the people of taqwa. And the first criteria of being a person of taqwa, who this Qur'an will be a guide for you for, is, he says, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Those who establish the salah. Those who establish the prayer. So the first thing that I want to do to have access to the Qur'an is that I make sure that I am one of the people of taqwa. And to make sure that I'm one of the people of taqwa, the first thing that I have to do is that I carefully guard and I carefully establish that pillar that Allah Azza wa Jal made the first requirement of being a person of taqwa. The establishing of the prayer. These five prayers. Enough of an honor. It is indicative. It is enough of an indication of the importance of the prayer. What we all know, that with regards to all of the commandments that have come down, they all came down through Jibreel alayhi salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is simply the prayer, which is the only commandment in which it did not come down from Allah azza wa jal to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but rather it was the only command in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was lifted to Allah azza wa jal. And in that divine presence on the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, that the command for the prayer was given. And even then it was commanded to be 50 prayers. Which shows us that if we were to spend our entire day praying, that would not have been unjust. Because Allah Azza wa Jal created us for that. He says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. However, out of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is that Allah Azza wa Jal made the prayers 5. And we are rewarded for those 5 prayers with 50. And even then, Musa alayhi salam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the night of Al-Mi'raj and the Isra, he told him, don't do it. Go back and ask for a little bit less. Because there's still going to be some people from your ummah who aren't going to pray the 5. They're going to pray 2.5. They're only going to pray Jum'ah. They're not going to pray the 5. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, I'm shy of asking my Lord for so much. But we want to make sure that we pray these 5 prayers. The second is that it is the action that is the most beloved to Allah azza wa jal. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is a question that you find the companions asking a lot. They would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ يَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. What actions are the most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal? And so when Ibn Mas'ud asked this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الصَّلَاةُ عَلَىٰ وَقْتِهَا. He said the prayer, and that you pray that prayer on time. Brothers and sisters, if we were to fast Ramadan outside of the month of Ramadan, we would look at each other like we were crazy. If someone were to say, I want to do Hajj, but you know what, Hajj is too busy in Dhul Hijjah, you know, those days are too busy, I'm going to go and do it Dhul Qa'idah. I'm going to go do it in Ramadan. You would look at that person and saying, what religion are you coming with? You're crazy. But yet, for some reason, we don't think twice if a person prays Fajr at around 11 a.m. A person prays Fajr at 10 a.m. A person prays Maghrib at 7 p.m. Whenever I catch the time. No, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Allah says, this prayer has been prescribed upon the believers at specific times. And so establish the prayer. Establish the prayer. Establishing the prayer meaning praying that prayer on time. Meaning coming to it with the focus that it is deserving of. Giving it the respect that it deserves. Also, of the virtues of the prayer is that it lifts us out of darkness and brings us to light. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ اللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah says, oh, you who believe, if you have taqwa of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make for you a furqan. He will make for you a criterion. He will give you the ability to distinguish between what is true and what is false. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give you this furqan. And so through the prayer, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called us Salatu Nur. He said that it is light. As we are a ummah that is commanded to bring mankind from darkness to light, we have to make sure that we ourselves can see. We have to make sure that we ourselves are in a path that is well lit. And to do so, we must make sure that we are those who establish the prayer. You know, this, subhanAllah, this year looks like it's going to be a year that may be even more turbulent than last year. It's an election year. And so when we are facing challenges of a growing community that are going to be more this year, inshallah, than last year, and we are going to be dealing with more drama this year than last year, then we have to make sure that we are better prepared this year than last year. And part of that preparation, a great part of that preparation, if not the most important factor in that preparation, is to make sure that you have a strong connection with the source of light, a strong connection with the source of knowledge, a strong connection with the source of tawfiq. And our tawfiq is not except with Allah Azza wa Jal. How can a person see, act like they're going to go and they're going to guide humanity, and there are a million different topics that are happening, and I'm going to make a decision, and I'm going to talk and comment online or in person about every single one of them, and I have no connection with Allah Azza wa Jal, except for once a week, or two times a day, or three times a day. I have to make sure that I have a strong connection with Allah Azza wa Jal 17 times a day. For the one who prays five times a day, they are saying, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh Allah, guide me the straight path. Guide me the straight path. Guide me the straight path. Don't leave me to myself for a moment of an eye, the blink of an eye. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he is leading this world and all of the demands that came with it, that didn't take away from his prayer, that didn't take away from his prayer in the night, because he recognized that he would not be able to have the strength to do any of that by his own if he was not given strength and thabat from Allah Azza wa Jalla. The last thing that I want to mention is that the prayer protects from fear, from grief, and anxiety. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوحًا. He says that mankind was created anxious. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. When he's touched by fear, he becomes impatient. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And when they're touched with goodness, they become stingy. They don't want to share it. Except for a specific group of people. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. The ones who pray. Those are the only ones who aren't afraid when everybody else is afraid. They're the only ones who aren't anxious when everybody else is anxious. They are the only ones who are not stingy when everybody else is stingy. They are the only ones who stay the course when everybody else wants to swerve. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. Those who are consistent in their prayers. Dawam here, meaning three things. Istiqama, they pray it on time. The second is khushu', they pray with khushu'. They're focused in their prayer, they're not distracted. And the third is that they pray the prayer on time, they have khushu', and they monitor themselves with regards to their prayer. They monitor themselves with regards to their prayer. They pray it all the time. This isn't a one-time thing that they pray it on time. It's not a one-time thing that they pray with focus, but they pray with focus and they pray on time all of the time. They make this their life's journey, their life's mission. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He make us of those who pray continuously to Him, and that He blesses us with our prayers and that He lifts us with their prayers. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمُ اسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُونَ Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. I just wanted to conclude with some tips on making us better establishers of the prayer. Number one is if we don't pray regularly because there's some sort of negligence on our part, then to resolve it. You know, the great thing about the new year is that every sort of institution is, their parking lots are full because all of these people with New Year's resolutions. New Year, new me. New Year, new me, right? So one of the New Year's resolutions that a person can do, if they don't pray their five on time, that I make this my challenge for the next 30 days. That I make this my challenge for the next 30 days, and I tell my friends or I tell my family, hey, listen, this is what I want to do. I want to pray on time. And there should be no shame in that. There should be no shame in me sharing this with other people. One of the reasons why we fall short is because we're afraid to tell people that we're falling short. It is way better that you tell your friend or your family members now, hey, I have a conflict with my prayer, than for them to miss you on the Day of Judgment or in Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة إلا أصحاب اليمين في جنات يتساءلون عن المجرمين ما سلككم في سقر. On a day when people in Jannah, they will be looking and they'll be missing their friends, or they'll be missing their family members, they'll be missing their cousins, they'll be missing someone who is with them in the dunya. يتساءلون, where are they? And then they'll say, ما سلككم في سقر, what put you in the hellfire? The first thing they will say is, لم نكن من المصلين, well, we didn't pray. So let me establish this habit. If it takes 21 days to form a habit, then let me, over the next 30 days, let me try to make sure that I pray the five on time. The second is, if I pray the five on time, well then let me try to come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal by praying more of those prayers in the masjid. If I only come for Jum'ah, let me come for Fajr. Let me come for Isha. Let me make sure that I increase the prayers that I pray in the masjid. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, in a long hadith, but he's speaking about Sunan al-Huda. He's speaking about the Sunan of guidance. And he says that whoever of you wants to meet Allah Azza wa Jal as a Muslim, then let him follow the Sunan of al-Huda, the Sunan of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going to the prayer place and praying there. And he says, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنَا وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَّا مُنَافِقْ عُلِمَ النِّفَاقِ أَوْ مَرِيضُ وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمَرِيضُ إِلَيُهْدَى بَيْنَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ الصَّلَاةِ. He says, there was a time when us, the companions, the only person who wouldn't come to the masjid is a man who was a hypocrite whose hypocrisy was known. Or a sick person. Even though a sick person would be dragged by two people until he's placed in the row for the salah. So if I only come, let me increase, whatever my number is, let me increase the number of times that I come to the masjid. It is from the sunan of guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, if you leave the sunan of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will become misguided. Number three, to prepare for my prayer, to cut off distraction, focus, spend some time preparing for the prayer, not just walking into it in between a commercial break. No, that I spend some time preparing for the prayer. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. This prayer, it's heavy, except upon those who have khushu' in the prayer. And the more khushu' a person has in the prayer, the more they will enjoy the prayer. The more connection they feel with Allah Azza wa Jal, the more they will enjoy the prayer. And inshallah ta'ala, we all come to a level where the coolest things, the sweetest thing in this world, is when we stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. The fourth and the last is to increase in our sunnah prayers. Abdullah Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he mentions a beautiful hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on behalf of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says, مَا يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That my slave will never come close to me except with something that is more beautiful, that is something that is more beloved to me than what I've made obligatory for him. So automatically we know that the things that are most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal are this prayer that we're about to pray, Salatul Jum'ah, Salatul Asr after that, Salatul Maghrib after that, Salatul Isha. These are the actions that are the most beloved to Allah. Okay, after I fulfill these, وَلَا يَزَالُ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. Allah says, my slave will continue to come closer to me with voluntary prayers until I love him. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ, when I love him, I become the seeing with which he sees and the hearing with which he hears, the hand with which he strikes, the feet with which he walks. Nothing that you see
will it be except that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves that you see that. Nothing that you hear will be something except that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves that you hear that. Allah Azza wa Jalla will love your actions because He will make your actions those that are beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He makes us of the sajideen, the raki'een, the reciters of the Qur'an. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He makes us of those who fulfill the obligation of the prayer as it is deserved to be fulfilled. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us a source of guidance for others. Allahumma inna as'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal, wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tuhulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'siyatik, wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak, wa min al-yaqin ma tuhawwinu bihi alayna masa'ib. مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا اللهم على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. ربي ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.